Good morning, everyone. Let's learn the exciting sugya of Tzlaf, the caper bush. Very interesting sugya. It combines a number of different areas related to fruits, areas of arla, areas of maaser, areas of bracha. So as we saw, the Gemara tells us in Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph that there's a discussion what bracha to say in the different parts of the Tzlaf tree. So the Gemara tells us that when it comes to the Tzlaf tree, one says actually let's go to Rav Yehuda, where he has a statement, Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Tzlaf Shel Arla, he talks about Arla, B'chutzlarts, the person's in Chutzlarts, and has, the halacha is that Arla, the first 3 years is Ashti, implies even Chutzlarts. He says that person should be Zorek Es Evyonos, throw out the Evyonos, which are the fruit, V'ochas HaKafrisim, but he's able to eat the peel is permitted. Which tells us, as the Gemara says, L'meimra De Evyonos Pri V'Kafrisim La Pri. The Evyonos are considered fruit, and the Kafrisim are not considered fruit. So let's break this down, just to make it clearly. There are four parts of the Tzlaf that are edible. There's the Evyonos, which are the fruit. There's the Kafrisim, which are the peels. There's the Olam, which are the leaves. And then there's Tamarim, which are the additional berries that grow on the Tzlaf tree. So everybody agrees when it comes to the, let's break it down, the leaves. Everyone agrees the leaves are an adama, and everyone would also agree that they're not considered fruit, and therefore there's no chiyuv ma'aser on them, and there's no iser arla. Arla and ma'aser only apply to peros. The leaves are definitely not fruit, so there's no ma'aser, there's no arla, and one would say an adama because it grows from the ground, but it's not considered fruit. When it comes to the avyonos, which are the main fruit of the tzlaf, everyone agrees the opposite end, that it is considered fruit, and one would say ha'aitz on them. They're chayv and meiser, and they're also subject to the halachas of arla. Now, with regards to the dates, and with regards to the kafrisin, so the halach is, and we saw the Mishnah, as the Gemara quoted, the Mishnah and meiser, perek dalad Mishnah Vav, that there's a machlokas when it came to meiser. That Rabbi Eliezer held that the tamaros and kafrisin are chayv and meiser, and Rabbi Kiva held that they're not chayv and meiser. There's a machlokas how to categorize those two areas. Again, avyonos, everyone agrees is fruit. Leaves, everyone agrees is not fruit. And then there's two middle categories, which is a suffix, which again applies to the kafrisin, the peels. And when it comes to the tamaros, those berries, there's a machlokas whether it's chayv and meiser or not chayv and meiser. Okay, so now let's get to, we're not going to go through the whole sugya today. We're not going to go through the whole Gemara. But let's jump now to the bottom line. So we're trying to figure out now, we're going to focus on kafrisin, this peel, whether or not we paskin that it's part of the fruit or it's not part of the fruit, with regards to meiser, with regards to arla, and with regards to brachos. So to get to the end of the Gemara, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, I think you learned this yesterday with Rabbi Richman, the Gemara said the last few narrow lines in the parentheses. The hilch, so what's the bottom line? How do we paskin? So the Gemara says on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Beis, the hilch is a kemar bar Rav Ashi, Dizarik es avyonos v'achas akafrisin, that a person should throw out the avyonos during arla, because avyonos, everyone agrees that the avyonos are certainly considered the fruit, and it's arla, and a person's allowed to eat the kafrisin, you may eat the peels. Why? Umedilagabe arla lav piraninu, from the fact that with regards to arla, the kafrisin are not considered fruit. So too, lagave brachos, nami la pirinino. So too, with regards to brachos, it's not considered fruit. The lo mevarchina le bori priyaitz, ela bori pri hadama. So he paskins, the Gemara, unclear who authored this part of the Gemara. But what it says is, when it comes to the kafrisin, since we paskin that it's not arla, that tells us it's not a fruit. So therefore, with regards to brachos, it's not a fruit. One would only say an adama. So that's the girsa that we have in the Gemara, and that's what the Rif paskins like as well. Kafrisin are not fruit, both with respect to Arla and with respect to Hilchas Brachos. So if you look at Tosfos now, Tosfos in Lamed Vav Amud Beis, Dibra Mascha VeHilchasa, he said, VeHilchasa Kimar Barav Ashi Medilagabe Arla La Pirahu VeChula. He quotes that Gemara. VeHaya Omer HaRam Dilagabe Arla La Pirahu. The only reason why we paskin that kafrisin, the peel, is not considered fruit with regards to arla is because there's a klal. There's a general rule when it comes to the halachas of zraim. that we always take the more lenient opinion in Chutzlartz. So if there's a machlokas in Eretz Yisrael, so we're going to makel in Chutzlartz. So since there's an opinion that Kafrisin is not considered part of the fruit, so in Chutzlartz we can be makel like that opinion. But aval ba'aretz, says Tosos, vaday have pir, but it's definitely part of the fruit. The Kafrisin, the peel, is certainly part of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and there is arla in Eretz Yisrael. And you would be mevarchinan alav bar preitz. So in Eretz Yisrael, where it is considered the fruit, so you should say eight. So there's a steer right now. When it comes to the, categorizing kafrisin with regards to arla, in Chutz La'aretz, there is arla to kafrisin. In Chutz La'aretz, it's not arla. So what bracha do you say? And Tosa says, ubrachos lekech chilek bein eretz bein Chutz La'aretz. You can't distinguish and say, if I'm standing in Eretz Yisrael, I have to say ha'etz. But if I'm standing in Chutz La'aretz, I say Nadama. We never find anywhere that the Hilchos Brachos is going to change depending which country you're living in, which country you're standing in. It doesn't make any sense. With regards to Hilchos Zeraim, things that relate to the ground, Shemitah applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz. Ma'aser applies to Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz. So that we have cases of Zeraim that do apply in Eretz Yisrael, but don't apply to Chutz La'aretz. So it makes sense with regards to Arla, that Arla will apply in Eretz Yisrael, but it will not apply in Chutz La'aretz. But it doesn't make any sense that there should be a distinction with regards to brachos. So therefore, Tosfos concludes that you should be consistent and you should follow Eretz Yisrael, that with regards to Arla, it is considered fruit. But since Israel Eretz Yisrael is the Koveya, there should be a Ha'etz both in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz.
We learn brachos completely separate from what we're learning about Arla, right? Like,
correct.
We don't learn from the other?
Correct. There is certainly a connection and parallel. But we're kind of stuck, because apparently when it comes to Arla, we're making a distinction in Eretz Yisrael versus Chutz La'aretz. So exactly what we're concluding, Tosa says, we're clearly not being Tola, we're not using Arla, exactly, Arla to teach me brachos. But in essence, we are, because he says, really the halacha should be that Kafrisin really are part of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael. And that's really the Koveya. Happens to be, there's a Kula in Chutz La'aretz. It's a certain leniency we have. So just like Shemitah, there's no Shemitah in Chutz La'aretz, so too there's no Arla in Chutz La'aretz with respect to Kafrisin. Because there's one Das Yachid who holds is not part of the fruit. But really we are using Arla in Eretz Yisrael as the model how to define Kafrisin, that it is a fruit. So once we look at Eretz Yisrael, that dictates to us as well the bracha should be ha'etz on Kafrisin. That is the position of Tosfos. So again, he thinks Kafrisin be'ikr is really part of the fruit. Now, if you look at the Rif writes on Chaf Hei Amud Beis, on the Dapei Rif, he says the following line. I'm going to quote here, I have in my notes. Amar Yehuda Marav Tzlaf Shel Arla Zorek Eshev Yonos Ve'ochel Esha Kafrisin. So this is where the Gemara started off with, just before. That when a person is in Chutz La'aretz, and it's a Tzlaf tree, in the first 3 years, which is subject to the halachas of Arla, he has to throw out the Avyonos, because the Avyonos are the fruit. It's us to eat the fruit. But he's allowed to eat the kafrisin. Now it's interesting what the Rif doesn't mention. Our Gemara said, "Amar Rav Yehuda Marav Tzlaf Shel Arla B'Chutz La'aretz Zorek Esav Yonos Ve'Ochas Kafrisin." That halacha only applied in Chutz La'aretz that you're not allowed to eat. Rather, you are allowed to eat the kafrisin, which implied in Eretz Yisrael you may not eat the kafrisin. But the Rif takes out the word Chutz La'aretz. He seems to say unequivocally, across the board, that one is allowed to eat the kafrisin even in Eretz Yisrael. Again, our Gemara presented it as kafrisin of Arla cannot be eaten in Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Tosa said as well. We look at Eretz Yisrael as the model, and since kafrisin are not allowed to be eaten, since Arla, it must be kafrisin are part of the fruit. The Rif erases that word Chutz La'aretz and says, no matter where you live, bein Chutz La'aretz, bein Eretz Yisrael, the kafrisin are not part of the fruit, and you are allowed to eat it during Arla. This is what the Rif writes.
Chutz La'aretz.
He erases the word Chutz La'aretz.
He's still even in Eretz Yisrael.
How can he erase it? Very good. So we have to figure out how he's able to do that. But that's the girsa he has. So just learning how he does it is one question. But what we could learn from what he's telling us is that kafrisin are not part of the fruit, no matter where you live, which would dictate to us that there's no Arla, even in Eretz Yisrael, and would also dictate, seemingly, since it's not part of the fruit, you would say Hadama. Right, so he clearly argued, he had some understanding of the Gemara in a different way. which we'll have to figure out how we can figure that out, how he's able to do that. But the result being is he argues with Tosos. While again, Tosos says the Kafrisin are part of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore one says it eats no matter where you are. He thinks there is no, that the Kafrisin are not part of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, in which case you would only say an Adam on the Kafrisin. So that's Machlokas, the Rif versus Tosos. Again, it starts off, what's halach of Kafrisin? Is it part of the fruit or not? Tosos says it is part of the fruit. We look at Eretz Yisrael, and the Rif says it's not part of the fruit, because even in Eretz Yisrael, apparently, it's not part of the fruit.
But isn't the main question if you're going to initially go for the plant for that part of that bush, and whatever reason you're going to pick that plant, and every year you're going to pick that part of the plant, isn't it all really the same, whatever you want to call it, but it's still part of that whole of the whole, whatever you want to call its name. I mean, when you say something is a fruit, does it have to have the seed, or is it part of the whole thing? That's part of this question. What is, you know, why isn't it considered just as the whole? It just looks a little different.
Right, so this again, this is a question in general, whether peels are connected to the fruit. We're going to discuss that, we'll discuss it maybe hopefully next week, whether or not peels are considered part of the fruit. With regards to this very specific topic, this detailed area of tzlaf tree, again, there's a machlokas, whether people eat the peel or they don't eat the peel, and that's a debate. It's a debate in the Gemara, and it's a debate in the Mishonim, whether or not you categorize the peel as being part of the fruit or not. So that's machlokas, again, Rif and Tosos, they look at Eretz Yisrael, they argue, is it part of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, or is it not part of the fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and that's going to dictate the lachas of Arla in Eretz Yisrael, and will dictate what bracha to say, whether it be an Adama or Hanait.
But we don't eat the peel normally.
Right.
Here,
we're
eating, and
we're going to get to peels next time.
No, not that, but this, in this case, we're calling it Adama or Hanait, so we have the intention of eating this from the very start, that's what I'm saying.
Right.
So we have the intention of eating this. There just seems to be two parts of this bush, and we're calling one.
Right, okay, so again, that's the debate. That is the debate, whether or not it's part of the fruit or not. Now, Rabbeinu Yonah, who comments on the Rif, he says that he thinks, even though the Rif took out the word chutzlarts, he really meant to include chutzlarts in this, in which case Rabbeinu Rif would be the same exact as Tosfos, that he only holds halacha that kafrisin are not part of the fruit, only in chutzlarts. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Rif would agree to Tosos that Kafrisin are part of the fruit, and one would say Hanetz. That's how the Rif understands, the Rabbeinu Yonah understands the opinion of the Rif. Okay. So, the issue is, according to, there's a Madani Yantif. Did you guys see the Madani Yantif in Ozayin? Let's see, so Madani Yantif, which is found in the Rush, which is Os Zion. Where'd it go? Excuse me. So the Madani Yantif writes that he really thinks that Kafrisin are considered part of the fruit. The Kafrisin are part of the fruit, and that's what it seems to be, that the Rif holds that. I'm just trying to get the Rif out 1 second. The Rif writes in Chaf Hamin Beis. Let me just. That's the point. Now, the Rif apparently will hold that even in Eretz Yisrael, that Kafrisin are subject to the lachas of Arla. He writes that Kafrisin are part of Arla. Now, if the Kafrisin are part of the Arla, again, remember, the Rabbeinu Yonah understood that even though the Rif left out the word chutzlarts, he really meant chutzlarts. So that means only in chutzlarts is a person allowed to eat the Kafrisin, but in Eretz Yisrael, a person is not allowed to eat the Kafrisin. The halachas of Arla apply to Kafrisin. So Kafrisin are part of the fruit or not part of the fruit. Depends where you are. But either way, the Rif Paskins one says an Adama. So right now, according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rif agrees to Tosos with the halachas of Arla. But he argues with the halachas of Bracha. So let me review this. With regards to Arla, now they're both saying in Eretz Yisrael that Kafrisin are subject to Arla. In Chutz La'aretz, they're not subject to Arla. So where do you look for the bracha? How do you know which bracha to say, whether it be an Eitz or an Adama? Do you look to Eretz Yisrael, or do you look to Chutz La'aretz? So the Tosa says, we look to Eretz Yisrael. The Etzem, the Kafrisin, are really part of the fruit, and therefore you should say Ha'etz. But according to the Rif, he passes clearly when it says an Adama. So why is he saying an Adama? Because he looks to Chutz La'aretz. But that would be a stira. If Kafrisin and Eretz Yisrael are Chayv and Arla, doesn't that tell us that Kafrisin are really part of the fruit? And one should say Ha'etz. How could he paskin to say an Adama? That's the kasha that the Madan Yantav has on the Rif. Again, that's only in the understanding of Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of the Rif, that he thinks there's a distinction between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael with regards to Arla. Right. So with regard, the idea is with regards to Arla, there's a debate. Now, in general, there's a debate whether Kafrisin are part of it or not. Are peels part of the fruit or not? That's a general debate, and it's a very specific debate when it comes to Kafrisin. So now, when it comes to Arla, we have other rules we rely on when it comes to Sfeikos, how to deal with whenever there's a doubt. We don't know how to paskin. So there's a certain kula. When it comes to Chutz La'aretz, we could always be Mekel. And when it comes to Eretz Yisrael, we have to be Machmir. So it really just becomes an issue of how to deal with Sfeikos.
Right. But saying it's sort of the anatomy of the bush, it's different.
We're not saying the anatomy is different.
Because you're saying in one place it's part of the food.
Right. So we're not saying the anatomy is different. We're saying we don't know how to define the anatomy of the bush, of the fruit. We don't know. And there's a machlokas in the Gemaras and the Rishonim. So we have to just use, what do? We throw our hands up and say, depends where you are. There's certain halachas, guidelines that are given to us of how to deal with the suffix of Zeraim. So if you're in Eretz Yisrael, the rules, you have to be Machmir. And if you're Chutz La'aretz, you have to be Mekil. But that's not saying that we're changing our perspective of the anatomy. The anatomy exists as it is. We just don't know how to categorize it, so we have to throw our hands up and just follow the general rules of Sfeikos.
Almost arbitrary.
Yeah, so we're not...
It's like whether you're in Chutz La'aretz or whether you're in Eretz
Yisrael. Again, it could be arbitrary, but it could be that the... just like we have Sfeik Brachos L'Hakel, or Sfeik D'Rabban L'Hakel, or Sfeik D'Raisa L'Chumra, those are certain rules we have when it comes...
Right.
So it's somewhat arbitrary, but we want to be machmir because in Eretz Yisrael the halachas of Zeraim are more serious and severe than in Chutz La'aretz. But so again, it's not that we're changing the anatomy, but it happens to be the halachas will be different. But we've had many other halachas that are different. So now the question we're dealing with right now, though, is if you're understanding Rabbeinu Yonah, if you're going with Rabbeinu Yonah's understanding of the Rif, that the Rif agrees to Tosos in terms of Arla, that again, when it comes to Kafrisin and Eretz Yisrael, Kafrisin are considered part of the fruit, and Chutz La'aretz, Kafrisin are not considered part of the fruit. So now, which area are you looking at to be the model for the bracha? Tosa says, let's look at Eretz Yisrael. Since in Eretz Yisrael, the Kafrisin are part of the fruit, that they're subject to Arla, so therefore we should say Ha'etz, no matter where you live. And the Rif says, look at Chutz La'aretz, where we say Kafrisin are not subject to Arla, which case Kafrisin are not part of the fruit, you should say an Adama, no matter where you are. So the Matan Yanta was bothered by this. If Ve'etzim, if Eretz Yisrael, the halach is that Kafrisin is Arla, it would therefore be part of the fruit. How could the Rif get away with saying to say an Adama? You're saying an Adama on something that's part of the fruit. That would be a stira. That was the kasha that the Matan Yanta had raised.
And do we do things just based on location? Could that be an answer? That just it's different based on where you are?
So the Tosas...
Based on the times right. of what's going on, times of what people eat.
Right, so Tosas had this klal, and seemingly the Rif agrees with this as well, that when it comes to brachos, we never find anywhere that it changes based on where you live. The Hilchos brachos.
But Arla does.
Arla does, because that's related to the ground, Kedushas Aretz. Shavis applies in Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply to Chutz La'aretz. All the halachas of Zeraim, most halachas don't apply to Chutz La'aretz. But that has to do with the ground, Kedushas Aretz. Brachas has nothing to do with the Kedushas Aretz, and therefore there should be no distinction of where you live. So that being the case, how come it could be in Eretz Yisrael, I'm going to say an Adama on these Kafrisin, but it's Chayv and Arla. That would be a stira.
So the brachas should be secondary to the
halachas of Kafrisin. What do you mean secondary?
So the principles of what we're talking about with Arla,
exactly.
Is not
it's exactly what we're trying to do. But it ends up being, that's the problem, it ends up being a stira. because the halachas of Arla are changing depending where you are. So are you viewing the Chutz La'aretz as the model, Arla of Chutz La'aretz, that it's an Adama, or are you viewing the model of Eretz Yisrael, that Arla is a fruit and it would be Ha'etz? So that's the debate between the Rif and the Tosfos. So now within the world of the Rif, who's viewing Chutz La'aretz as the model, that Kafrisin are not part of the fruit, and you say Adama, so it ends up being a contradiction, because now if I'm in Eretz Yisrael, so I would say Adama on this Kafrisin, on the husk, but it's chayv and arla, which would indicate that it's a fruit. But only fruits are part of arla, not vegetables. Not leaves, there's no chiv arla and leaves. Right. So it peels, so there's no arla, but I'm saying, rather it is chayv and arla in Eretz Yisrael, but I'm saying an adama. So that's the stira that the Madan Yontif wanted to deal with. So he says that really, according to the Rif, Kafrisin are part of the fruit. And that's why in Eretz Yisrael there's a iser arla on the Kafrisin, because it's part of the fruit. But if a person were to say ha'etz on Kafrisin in Chutz La'aretz, that would seem to be a stira, because you would be saying ha'etz on Kafrisin in Chutz La'aretz, and Kafrisin are not chayv and arla. So it would be a stira in Chutz La'aretz. Either way, there's a stira.
Right.
Question, which stira do you prefer? So he prefers the stira in Chutz La'aretz, rather no stira in Chutz La'aretz. He prefers a stira in Eretz Yisrael to say a dhamma on arla, as opposed to saying ha'etz on something that's not chayv and arla. I know it's a little confusing. That's the Madan Yontif prefers. And that's why many, or the Shagas Ari and others, conclude this way as well, that one should say, that's the Hezber of the Rif. That really he holds it is a fruit. It really is a fruit in Chayv and Arla. And the idea would be, but you should still say an Adama. Because we know there's a general rule that you're allowed to say Adama on fruits. If I were to say an Adama on any fruit, even though I'm not supposed to, it's I'm Yotzei the Bracha. If I say Adama on an apple, if I say Adama on an orange or a grape, I'm Yotzei that Bracha. So you could still say an Adama on Kafrisin, even though Kafrisin are really part of the fruit, and they're Chayv and Arla in Eretz Yisrael, I could still say an Adama in Biyotzei. And therefore in Chutz La'aretz, there's no Stira, because I say I don't keep Arla on Kafrisin in Chutz La'aretz. So I say an Adama there, which makes a lot of sense. That's Madan Yontif's understanding of the Rif.
How did we get into this problem? We get into the problem of the Stira. We got into the problem of the Stira because there's a suffix in Dine Arla. Is it a fruit, or is not a fruit?
Correct.
So then why are the Rishonim forcing themselves, one or the other, to say, well, it's either a fruit or it's not a fruit? We know we're in this problem because it's a suffix. That's why the Madan Yontif says, so let's make the bracha that you make because it's a suffix. It's almost as if we have a suffix, is it a fruit, is it not a fruit? But because of Dine Orla, we're going to decide that in Eretz Yisrael it's a fruit, and Chutz La'aretz it's not a fruit. No, it's not a fruit in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not dafka fruit in Chutz La'aretz. It's only a halacha that applies because of the suffix.
Right. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah seems to, that's the approach he seems to take. But if you, as you read to the Rif and Tosfos, and even Madan Yontif, it sounds like they are defining, we're paskening whether it's a fruit or not a fruit. And that's going to dictate
so
to us.
So if you want to live like that, if you want to live, that we paskin that it's A in Eretz Yisrael and it's B in Chutz La'aretz, so then what's the problem with making
No, they're not paskin that way. They're not saying it's a fruit this way and a fruit that way. They're saying it is a fruit or not a fruit. They make that decision. It's going to be consistent wherever you are. Now that's going to reflect even halachas. No. So when it comes to, let's see. So the Rif writes, the way the Rif understands it, he thinks it's not a fruit, no matter where you are. And therefore, he paskins.
Why are you chayv and arla?
The way, therefore, you there. Wait.
If he paskins not a fruit, why are you chayv and arla?
Right.
That's the suffix. Why are you chayv and arla?
Right.
What bracha should you make? Because you make a bracha or not.
Right.
Once you paskin, it's not a fruit. Stand up and own your pesach.
Right.
That's
right. It's a very, very, very good question. And the truth is, the simple reading of the Rif is that way. The Rif doesn't have the word chutz la'aretz in his girsa. He says it's not a fruit. You say an adama, and there's no arla anywhere. But Rabbeinu Yonah had a problem. The Gemara says it's only in Chutz La'aretz. So then, because that, Rabbeinu Yonah is trying to work within the Rif. So if you understand, he thinks that the Rif really means Chutz La'aretz, even though he left it out. So then there ends up being that steer that he has to deal with. But Pashtus is, like the Rif actually presents it, even though it's a problem with the Gemara, he takes out the word Chutz La'aretz, and he is very consistent. It's a very, very good point. I agree. Now,
you define what a fruit is, what a vegetable is. Does it fall in that line? Does it not fall in that line? If it
right.
does,
Right, that's his question. Right.
And if the parameters are different between Arla and
Brachos. Right. No, but it ended up being a steer, though, so that's the difficulty. But that's the challenge. Nothing is that, it's not that clear. But the truth is, you know, coming to your point, if you look at Tosfos, Tosfos sounds like he actually is saying what you're saying, that he actually is defining it differently, whether it's a fruit or not a fruit, in Chutz Arts versus not. Because he says, we'll look at Tosfos again. Again, how this works, I don't know, because the Metzias doesn't change in Chutz Arts versus Eretz Yisrael. But let's read that Tosfos one more time. He says, Dibur Maskev Hilchasa, Haya Omer Haram, Dilagave Arla La Pirahu, with regards to fruit, rather, with regards to Arla, it's not a fruit. Hayni Mishum Dechol Mekel Barts Halacha Kamosa, Bechutz Arts. Aval Ba'aretz Vaday Habipiri. So he is categorizing it differently, whether it's a fruit or not, but he's using the general rules of Sveika, and Zraim, Chutz Arts, how to define the fruit, part of the fruit, or not part of the fruit. So, but as opposed to the Rif, seems like it's not a fruit across the board. No matter wherever you are, whether it be Eretz Yisrael or Chutz Arts, Paskins, that's La Pirihu.
What do you mean?
Then it gets
in the brachos.
Right, so then it gets in the brachos, and now the problem is, so once you're defining differently, brachos doesn't change depending on the place, so you have to make a decision. Right. So again, it's confusing, we're stuck. There is no good, clear answer, other than Lanias Daiti Rabbeinu Yonah, who says it's all one big safek, and we just have to follow regular rules of sveikos. We don't know the answer. Like the Rif took a side, but he has difficulties. Toso seems to say it's a fruit one place, but it's not a fruit another place, which is a difficulty. It has to be consistent.
Like a bar creates,
right.
Then he picks one for the bracha.
Exactly. So let's look at what Rabbeinu Yonah Paskin like. Rabbeinu Yonah says, he thinks that really Kafrisin is a safek, like we saw. It's a big machlokas, how to Paskin. So what do you do with regards to Arla? And what do you do with regards to bracha? So you have to follow the general rules that we were given of sveika. What's the rules of safek? So it comes to Arla, the halacha is, if there's a safek in Eretz Yisrael, of Arla, we're machmir. So that's why in Eretz Yisrael, there is an Isser Arla. When it comes to Chutz Arts, we have the klal, kol ha-mekel ba'aretz halacha kamoso b'chutz arts. So you can be mekel in Chutz Arts. And what about brachos? We have a general rule. When it comes to brachos, safek brachos, lahakel, you say the hadama, which covers both. So that's what he says. We don't know the answer. So again, the Rif takes a side of it's not fruit at all. No matter where you are, there's no Arla, there's no hadama. Tosa says, it depends where you are. That tells you whether it's a fruit or not. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, I'm not making any decisions here. I don't know what it is. And it's just all about what you were saying. That's what he says. Even though there might be certain stiros that you're saying in a Dhamma in Eretz Yisrael, and there's an Isser Arla on Kafrisim, sometimes when it comes to Sveikos, there are stiros.
seriously, if you have the grape leaf, we're eating that as a regular food.
We say Adama on that. It's not part of the fruit. That's definitely an Adama on that. So now what's interesting about the sugya, I'm not going to get into this though, but this becomes a general discussion of, we've seen this a number of times.
Yeah.
We're going to get to Tzach in a second. Yeah, I'm not going to get there. Just I'm making this point for one moment, that the general connection of Hilchas Brachos to the areas of Zerayim. We keep seeing them come up. We're going to see it come up even more. That we're using Arla as a model. We're using Meiser as a model. What else have we seen? We've seen Neter Vai as a model. We're going to see in this next coming Amud, the next couple weeks, its connection to Shemitah. So we're using Zerayim a lot of times as a basis for Hilchas Brachos, which, by the way, explains why Maseches Brachos is in Seder Zerayim, because we're using the Halachas of Zerayim as models. So a lot of the Shomer are using however we define Kafrisin with regards to Arla, that's going to dictate to us the Halachas of Brachos. Now let's do the Tzlach, the Nod B'Yehuda. Nod B'Yehuda quotes a Tosfos in Yevamos, who says there's a big machlokus in the Gemara, machlokus in the Rishonim, how to paskin when it comes to Kedusha Shniya, whether Kedusha Shniya was Kedusha L'Asa Lava or not. When they had the second Kedusha, when Ezra came back from Bavel, and he sanctified Eretz Yisrael, was that Kedusha everlasting or not? Number of Nafkamina regarding the Halacha, let's say, there's a Rambam, there's a famous Rambam that paskins, Bizman HaZeh, by Sfiras Omer, with whether Sfiras Omer is a deraisa or a derabanan, that's a big debate. The Baal Mor famously writes in the end of Maseches Pesachim, that there is no chiyuv deraisa of Sfiras Omer anymore. It's only a mitzvah midirabanan. And that's why paskins, there's no shechianu when we say Sfiras Omer, because you don't say shechianu on something that's agmas nefesh, since we don't have the Beis HaMikdash anymore. and Sfiras Omer is related to the carbon that you brought in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no carbon, there's no mitzvah Sfiras Omer, and therefore since it's only Midrabanan, it reminds us of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, you don't say Shechianu. There's no Simcha there. As opposed to that, the Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim that there is a mitzvah derived of Sfiras Omer Bisman Hazeh. So the question is, how could that be? The Rambam puts Halacha the Sfiras Omer in Hilchos Tamidim U'Musafim, which indicates that Sfiras Omer is connected to the carbon. There's a machlokas whether Sfiras Omer is connected to the carbon or it's an independent mitzvah. So if you understand that the Sfiras Omer is an independent mitzvah, not related to the carbonos, then it would be a mitzvah deraisa bizman hazeh. But once you assume that Sfiras Omer is connected to the carbonos, so I bring a carbon Omer on second day Pesach, and I count up to Shavuos, to where I bring a carbon Sheilachem, it connects to the carbonos, so then, there are no carbonos anymore, so there should be no mitzvah midirais of Sfiras Omer. So how can the Rambam on one hand connect Sfiras Omer to carbonos, yet still say that there's a mitzvah derais of Sfiras Omer bizman hazeh? That's the question the Acharim ask. So it says Rav Chaim, because the Rambam holds that the Kedusha Shnia is lost love of. There still exists a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael. And there still is, because there's a Kedusha in Eretz Yisrael, there still exists a chiyuv karbanos bizman hazeh. You and I, as a tzibur, as individuals, have a chiyuv to bring karbanos. We just can't, because we don't know where the makom mizbeach is. Practically, we're not allowed to, but the chiyuv exists. Now, since that chiyuv exists, although it's a theoretical chiyuv, but it exists, that makes Sfiras Omer a din deraisa. So that's a debate we find in the Gemara, and in Machlokas Rishonim, how to paskin. So now, the Tzlach finds this Tosos in Yevamos, that paskins that this Kedusha, Shnia lo kitcha l'asr lavo, that there is no Kedusha nowadays, and since there's no Kedusha Zaharitz nowadays, any of the Zeram Halakas that we are keeping in Eretz Yisrael, which would include Truma, Isser Kalayim, Shemitah is a whole other discussion, would only be a mitzvah dirabanan bizman hazeh. According to Shitas Tosos, that there is no Kedusha nowadays, it's only a mitzvah midirabanan. So then he quotes from the Mishnah Melech here that the Halakha would be the same with regards to Arla. Arla is also a Halakha Zeram. And since there's no Kedushas Haaretz anymore in Eretz Yisrael, the Isser Arla would only be an Isser Midirbanam. So if that's the case, says the Nodeb Yehuda, so since the Arla is only Midirbanam in Eretz Yisrael, we should paskin Lakula. Just like Safek Arla B'chutzlaretz is Lakula, so too Safek Arla in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman Hazeb, which is only Midirbanam, should also be Lakula, and it should not be subject to halachas of Arla. And therefore, he says, that's why the Rif Paskins, Bizman Hazeh, he's Paskin, that Kafrizin are not fruits, Bein Chutzlaretz, Bein Eretz Yisrael. We start off with the beginning. The Rif quotes, Halacha Merhuda Merav, Slaf Arla, is the Kafrizin are not considered part of the fruit. And he erases the word Chutzlaretz. That's not fair. The Gemara said Chutzlaretz. Only in Chutzlaretz is there no Arla on Kafrizin. But in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says, the Kafrizin are part of the fruit and are subject to Arla. How does he erase this? So it says that Tzlach, he erases it very easily. Because Bizman Hazeh, the halachas of Arla are only Midrabanan. Therefore, the same halachas of Eretz Yisrael Bizman Hazeh should be equal to the same halachas of Chutzlaretz. Which would mean, any time that there's a Safek, Safek Chutzlaretz is Lakula. Safek Dirabanan of Eretz Yisrael are Lakula. And that's why he says across the board, Arla is not considered, Kafrisin are not part of the fruit, there's no Isser Arla, and one would say an Adama. Now what would result from this, possibly, according to Nodeb Yehuda, what would happen, Bizman HaMikdash, when there is Kedushas Haaretz, and then there would be an Arla of Midaraisa, and Kafrisin will be part of the fruit, so then he has to get into the whole discussion, how do you paskin? Now do we look to Eretz Yisrael to say, well it is a fruit now, because it is subject to the Isser of Arla, because there is Kedusha Haaretz, so you should see it. Or would you look to Chutzlaretz that its Kafrizin are not part of the fruit, and you would say Nadama? That's an open question, but that's how he explains this riff of taking out the word Chutzlaretz.
So in Israel, in the same thought process, would they practice Arla, or they take the Suffolk?
They practice Arla. They do practice Arla.
But
yeah.
If it's Rabbanon anyway,
yeah.
Still do it.
Yeah, still do it.
But they could take a leniency then.
If there's a certain situation, maybe, but one could rely on a certain leniency, but we assume nowadays, that it's an Isser Deraisa.
So when you have a situation that is Rabbanim, but the Minhag has been going on for so long, can you then turn around that Minhag, even if it's Rabbanim,
and we always treat it as the Raisa, but then treat it in a very lenient way and not do it. That's really
right. So again, I believe we're passing Bismazeh that Arla, even in Eretz Yisrael, is a din deraisa. So there are really no coolest for that. Okay, now in the end of the day, how do we paskin? Now, I imagine this is not going to come up, so Lamaisa, I've never had a kafrizin. I don't know if they sell them, maybe you could find them somewhere, but may as well just get to the bottom line here. Very clearly, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Orach Chaim, Simen Reish Beis Sivav, that kafrizin is a safek, and therefore one should say nadama. That's a Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Torah paskins that way. To safek, one should say nadama, because the adama certainly will cover the ha'etz, even if it were to be a fruit and were to be eitz. We know adama is always the safer bet. But interestingly, the Rabbi Kiviega writes that if one were to say ha'etz on the kafrisin, one would not have to go back and say a new bracha, because there are those, such as the Rush and others, who do paskin to say eitz l'chachila. So this is a very, very important klal in general. If one says an eitz accidentally on an adama, whether you're yotze. So in general, if it's clear that all opinions hold, you say an adama. So if I said ha'etz on a tomato, I definitely won't be yotze. I have to go back and say another bracha. If I were to say ha'etz even on a banana, seemingly I wouldn't have to go back. I would have to go back also, because everyone says you say an adama on a banana. That's another discussion. But whenever there's a debate whether to say an ha'etz or an adama, and we always advise to say the adama because that's a safer route, if I accidentally said ha'etz, that since there is some opinion that says ha'etz, then you would be yotze and would not have to go back and say the bracha. That's what Rabbi Kiviega Eger is teaching us here. There are other examples of this. Shakal covers everything, yeah.
Right. Should Rabbi Kiviega Eger say that you don't go back because you were yotze, or because since there's a shita that says it is bar pri eitz, saying another bracha, you're back into suffering brachas and you shouldn't say it?
And you're saying,
getting into bracha shein tzricha according to one side. Even though we paskin bar pri adama, if you've said a bar pri eitz, your second bracha that you could make,
it's in the brochure. No, so it's a very, very interesting question, but then, if it were be to decide that you weren't yote, just suffik brachos l'chumra, not say brachos l'chumra, really suffik on brachos and tzricha, brachos l'vatala, then the Rebbe Kiviega would tell us you can't eat the fruit. Right. If the bracha weren't yote, then you'd be stuck, and you have to throw the fruit out, get rid of it. If he allows you to eat the fruit, that means you're yote the bracha.
Okay.
So. Okay, we'll stop here. Next week, I'm not sure. I think next week we're doing, generally speaking, all other peels on fruits and pits and seeds and garina. And that's the toast on the top of Lamed Vav Amud Beis.